Across the North Brick Valley Mall parking lot toward a car, a minivan, really. They're all minivans now, aren't they? He's walking directly toward the van. A woman has just climbed into the driver's side seat and found her keys, but the minivan won't start. You'd think that for what one has to pay for those things, they'd start. Two children are sitting in the back seat, belted into their safety seats. They're slapping each other.
I'm telling!
Mommy!
Oh, ow!
Perhaps we should step back across the parking lot for a moment, back to the Tubs of Suds laundrette, where James just was, where he'd been talking with Liza Holger Bortensen, the assistant manager and resident lint trap specialist.
You could fill up the Metrodome with the lint I've seen. Hey, what can I do you for?
I think I lost my laundry. I don't know what happened. I went for a smoke just for a minute, came back, and it was gone.
Read the sign.
Up there, all right. Not responsible for lost or stolen items, signed the management. And you know, there ought to be a motto for, like, the entire universe like that. I swear, they ought to just hang a sign on the front door of the galaxy that says, not responsible for anything, and enter at your own risk. That'd save us all a whole heck of a lot of trouble.
Who's to say they haven't?
Yeah, well, my socks weren't much to write home about anyway. Hey, wait a minute. What's that headline say?
What, you mean this? Clone leaves home, shaken Seattle billionaire reveals all?
Is that really true?
The national sludge, don't lie.
Hey, can I see it for a minute? I love this stuff.
Well, you can look at it, but you can't keep it. I need parts of it for my files. I'm keeping track of a few things. Why, there's wonderful, amazing, crazy patterns out there in everything. Headlines and graffiti, the numerology of barcode numbers. You know, I found the number 6 12 times in a row on a box of Crispy Chex one time.
That must have been frightening.
Only if you don't know what you're up against.
Some of these headlines crack me up, like this one. Dog boy of Mendota buys condo.
Now, don't make fun. That boy moved in right next door to my son. He's got a good job programming computers. And except for the fleas, he is a model tenant. And he fits the pattern.
The pattern?
Yep. We are not alone. The dog boy of Mendota is just another alien trying to fit in. Oh, my God. Here they are. I didn't see this. Oh, this is big. This is it. This is what I've been looking for. This is important. This is the pattern. Where are my scissors?
What are you talking about?
What? This is proof. This is absolute proof. They're leaving.
In another life, another place, in another universe, the woman with the two children.
I'm telling.
Mommy.
Ow.
Might be a warrior or a goddess or valued more than whatever she's valued here. She might not be as cold. She might not have whatever stuck to the front seat stuck to her. But now, she's simply wishing that the key would work, that the van would finally start. She's wishing that all that she must do will get done. She wants to go home. And James continues to get closer to the minivan. He's got a long stride. He slides by an Oldsmobile and a Nissan Sentra. A Pontiac backs out of a spot and barely misses him. He doesn't seem to see it. He looks purposeful, intent. He waves his hand at the van.
It's here. It's all here. It fits. It's wonderful.
Liz to wed Bigfoot, Madonna not invited?
No, not that one. This one.
Oh, all right. Okay. A giant rogue asteroid heralds the return of the dinosaurs. Or time to run backwards. Angel reveals all to Minnetonka Trucker. That fits your pattern?
Yep, and it's crystal clear. Well, in this case, the first part is actually just self-fulfilling prophecy. The asteroid giveth, the asteroid taketh away.
Makes sense. But how about the time to run backwards?
Why, that's just simple inverted bipolar remedial post-Einsteinium quantum epistemology. Time doesn't run in a straight line. It's always doing something crazy. It's this next part, this one right here that really caught my eye.
Yeah, me too. The angel reveals all to the Minnetonka trucker. Man, those truckers are getting all the luck.
And it all fits just like a bug in a rug. Time is going to run backwards. Those who came before will come again. That's the dinosaurs. And the angels will arrange grace through transportation.
Transportation?
Yeah, you know, the shuttles. You see, aliens and angels have been coming here for thousands of years. A million, maybe. Dropping hints, leaving runestones around, slipping transistor radios under the pyramids, the usual stuff. But now, I believe that they're done. They're not coming, they're going. But I think they've always been pretty responsible tourists. I think they'll want to put the planet back just like they found it.
Hence the dinosaurs.
You got it. And with global warming, leaking sarin bombs spilling all over the place, and cable TV rates skyrocketing, well, I wouldn't want to be the last one out the door, if you know what I mean.
In these modern times, most prayers are spoken in automobiles. They always begin in the same way. Please, God, please let the car start. Please, God, please don't leave me here. Not now. Not with these children.
I'm telling, Mommy! Ow!
The woman in the minivan takes a deep breath. She just wants to go home. She tries to hold back a tear, and then she tries to start the car again.
What if I told you Angel came in here and took your laundry? Her dryer was right next to yours. She maybe just got mixed up.
Lady, I'd say you were crazier than I thought you were.
But I don't think angels make mistakes. I think they read the signs just like anyone of sensitivity and intelligence. I think she came in here looking for you.
And you got all of this out of reading the National Sludge.
I just call him like I see him. I don't interpret.
Yeah, but why would an angel be looking for me?
Maybe they believe in you.
Yeah, right.
You don't believe in angels?
Oh, yeah, sure I do. I mean, I believe in everything. The magazines and the TV tell me. That the aliens have landed, that the fairies feed them toadstools, I believe in lost sailors, tunnels of light, and the kisses of angels. Yeah, but I mostly believe I'm a true American, and that the one true faith is just dumb luck.
Well, what do you fear?
I don't know. The dark, my mistakes, my luck running out, getting left behind.
Well, if that ain't a sign, I don't know what is. You know, she walked out that door about 5 minutes ago.
James goes out of the door. He walks out across the Northbrook Valley Mall parking lot. The minivan still will not start.
Hey, bud, I got these if you want them.
Liza is waving a pair of recently washed size 42 men's sports-style boxer shorts. But she knows full well that nobody wants to wear somebody else's underwear, no matter how many times it has been washed. James ignores her. He does not look back. He walks by an abandoned shopping cart and slides by the Oldsmobile and the Nissan Sentra. The Pontiac backs out of a spot and barely misses him. He doesn't seem to see it. He waves his hand at the van. He begins to run. The minivan starts up and starts to back out of its space. James is out of breath, but he catches up. He stands in the minivan's path, trying to catch the woman's eye. He calls out, "Take me with you."
Wait, take me with you.
He comes around the van and mouths the words at the hard-closed passenger side window.
Take me with you.
The woman leans over a laundry basket and across the seat. The passenger side minivan door pops open. James climbs in. The van lifts slightly and levitates. And then it's gone.